back to Harris in the Afternoon. Back to Paul Harris on KMOX.
Billy Joel music that's being used in the movie, in the show, Moving Out, which is playing at the Fox all week long. I went there last night and hadn't seen the show before, missed it when it was here in April, and so I was glad to get a chance to see it as a longtime Billy Joel fan, and I'm very happy to have in the studio with me now Darren Holden, who is the piano man and singer in the show. And if you haven't seen the show, the band plays up on a raised platform, and below them, Twyla Tharp's choreography is put into action by more than a dozen performers who apparently have all had their spines removed because they are able to move in ways that no human body normally can. Darren doesn't have to go through quite that transformation on stage, but does a great job and really rocks as the piano man in the show, and I'm happy to have you here today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
The accent that you may notice in his voice is not the native Long Island accent of Billy Joel. You're from County Kilkenny in Ireland, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Okay. When you're singing almost in Billy Joel's voice.
Uh-huh. Well, one of the things Billy discussed with me when I first did the role on Broadway was that I was rolling my R's too much, and I sounded like I was actually from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things he said was to remember that the show was set in Hicksville, Long Island, and remember that I have to have this East Coast accent. And the following day, I received a package at my apartment in New York. And it was the first season of The Sopranos on DVD with a note telling me to listen and learn from Tony Soprano.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Which is really a Jersey accent.
Well, it is. I guess it's kind of close enough, though, because, you know, he just wanted that tough guy kind of, you know, thing going on in the songs.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a big help to me because now, I mean, people, I get off stage and people go, wow, you're Irish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you couldn't tell.
No, you can't in the singing. And was it hard for you to learn that?
Not really. I mean, it was just a lot of the guys in the band in New York were from Long Island. So after a show, we'd maybe hang out, have a beer or two or whatever, and just I would just listen to them and just absorb phrasings and the way they said things. And so much so that I started doing it myself, just, you know, walking around or talking to anybody, you know, and people were going, wait a minute, you know, you can't be doing that. That's mm-hmm. only for stage.
And are there buddies of yours from Ireland who come to see you who say, hey, hey, hey?
Yeah, they do. I'm kept in check a lot when people talk to me, even over the phone when I have some of my friends from home call me and they say, wait a minute, you know... What did you just say? Just go back and say that again. You know, it's like,
speak with an Irish accent,
that's
for goodness sake. How did you get the role? How did you become the piano man?
Well, I had just finished the national tour of Riverdance, which I had been on for a year and a half.
Speaking of people with no spines.
Exactly. And I wanted to take a break after that for like maybe about a month. And I went to New York, called my agent and said, look, I want to take a break. And then we'll talk about maybe future roles or whatever. And so the break lasted maybe 12 hours. And I got a call to go and audition for Moving Out, the national tour.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, the tour was in question because they had auditioned 327 piano men from all over the country.
Wow.
And didn't find anybody. And so I was like, yeah, I'll go. But, you know... They're hardly going to pick me. I mean, I'm Irish and I haven't played the piano in a little while. So, but sure enough, I did the audition and 2 hours later was offered the job.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really quick. Really, really quick.
And so you did it on Broadway for how long?
Or
you did the touring company.
I did the Broadway show for 6 months
mm-hmm.
and then started the tour in Detroit in January of 2004.
Wow.
And been here ever since.
Wow. We'll talk about where you've been and what you've done and that sort of stuff. But we've got the piano set up here, for
Absolutely.
Goodness sake.
Yeah.
You want to do a little Billy Joel for us? Would you play one of my favorite songs, which is from the Turnstiles album, Summer Highland Falls?
I definitely will.
All right.
Not a problem.
Darren Holden.
Said if these are not the best of times, but they're the only times I've ever known. And I believe there is a time for meditation in cathedrals of our own. Now I have seen the dead surrender in my lover's eyes, and I can only stand apart and sympathize. We're always what our situations end us. It's either sadness or euphoria.
So we'll argue and we compromise, realize nothing's ever changed. For all our mutual experience, our separate conclusions are the same. Now we are forced to recognize our inhumanities, our reasons coexist with our insanities. And though we choose between reality and madness, it's either sadness or euphoria. How thoughtlessly we dissipate our energies. Perhaps we don't fulfill each other's fantasies. And as we stand upon the ledges of our lives with our respective similarities, it's either sadness or euphoria.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Darren Holden, the piano man from Moving Out, the Billy Joel musical. It's at the Fox through Sunday. They're doing 8 o'clock shows through Friday night and then a matinee and evening show on Saturday and Sunday. You can get tickets at 534-1111. You mentioned that Billy tried to teach you a little bit about how to speak Long Island.
Yes.
Did he give you any other tips about how to play his songs?
Well, one of the most important pieces of advice he gave me was he sat me down and he said, do not imitate me, don't do a karaoke version, don't be a clone, because he said after this show is over and done with, he said you'll have probably opened a lot of doors for yourself. He said be Darren Holden because I'll still be Billy Joel. So, which was great because that took a lot of pressure off. It didn't mean that I had to get on stage and imitate him.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, is okay. I mean, now and again in the show I do pay homage to him. I'll do a little bit of phrasing or do a movement that he might have done or whatever, but for the most part I'm given the freedom to kind of interpret the songs the way I like to do them, and I think people are okay with that too when they come see the show.
Did he have to approve you? Was he the one who hired
you?
Yeah,
he had the final say. He had the final say that day. What they did was they taped the my audition and they sent it out to him, and a couple of hours later I got the okay.
And has he come to see you and walked to you backstage and said, okay, stop doing that right there?
He has never said anything since, actually. He comes out every now and again on the road. And he gets on stage and we do the last couple of numbers together, and then he will actually do a little impromptu concert afterwards of songs that aren't part of the show.
Wow.
And for the most part, he just hangs out. He loves the band. He loves the band and the fact that we're a lot more rocking than his own band would maybe on the road, you know? And so much so that I think some of our guys are going out with him. He's going back on the road in January.
Is that right?
Yes, and he's going out, and a lot of his own old songs have been rocked up now, as far as I'm aware.
That's interesting, because I had heard that when the show first started, when Twyla Tharp came to him and had the idea for the show, he agreed, but he said, you got to have a rock and roll band on stage. It's not going to be a Broadway show band.
That's exactly it, yeah. He just wanted the visual aspect, and he just wanted the band to get, you know, a bit of credit as well. I mean, as you know, most of these shows have the band in the pit where you don't see them and nobody knows who they are or what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool, but it's unique as well because it's a visual thing. You know, you have the dancers down here and you got a rock show just above. So take your pick.
Yeah.
If you can watch both, great.
It is at times it is difficult because the woman who played Brenda in the show last night, the blonde woman who plays her, is incredibly attractive. And how are you not distracted being that close
to this
beauty?
Distracted, but it's become a habit where I just don't look at her. I know if you guys noticed last night, I'm looking at her, but my eyes are that way. Because one of the things is as well, that's Laurie Kanyuk, and she's a really, really funny girl. And she will do her best to make me laugh or do something to make me laugh and lose where I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's better that we don't make eye contact.
Has that happened on the road?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, she just came back recently. She had an injury. Her first night back, when she gets on the riser, first of all, she's in front of the drummer. Then she runs across and she might just give me a nudge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She nudged me, and as she went by, she fell. Like, she did this kick and she fell, and there was no sign of her for like maybe 5 seconds, and she just shut up and was laughing. And these things happen all the time. I mean, people fall over on stage sometimes.
Now, there are actually two casts to the show. I mean, you and another guy are both the piano man, so you don't do the show every night?
We have 8 shows a week. I do 5 shows a week. I do Tuesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday matinee.
Uh-huh.
And the other guy takes the other 3 shows.
And the same for some of the dancers?
The dancers actually share 4 and 4. Because the dancing is really, really strenuous, so the lead dancers have every second night off.
Is there one song that is in the show that is particularly tough for the dancers, that when you're playing it, you're thinking to yourself, okay, let's really turn it on for them and really make them work tonight?
Shameless, actually, is one of the songs. It's like a duet number between Brenda and Tony towards the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the dancers are given a lot of free rein there. They can express themselves however they want in that particular number,
mm-hmm.
Bring their own style to it, whatever, and it's a pretty big number for them.
So what we're seeing is not all the original Twyla Tharp choreography, that the dancers are actually improvising on stage?
Yeah, they can improvise sometimes, but a lot of it is her own choreography. I'd say 99% is, but you obviously have to put your own personal stamp on it, because otherwise it's not going to be a fulfilling role.
Which you also do at the end of the show, after the dancers have all taken their curtain call, you and the band play another number and do a little improvising there. Would you do that number for us here now?
I will. Actually, what we do is we just do a verse of New York State of Mind, but in each city we just say wherever we are, and that's it, you know?
Can you do the whole tune for us?
The whole tune?
Yeah.
You know what? I haven't played the whole tune in a long time. You know what? I won't, because I'll probably mess up the lyrics. You know? Unless you want to say, I'll play and you sing.
No, that would shut down the show. We're trying to sell you some tickets here, for goodness sake.
Let me just do what we do.
Let's explain that there are many Billy Joel songs where you only play a couple of verses and then segue right into another song in the midst of the show.
There may be like five occasions like that in the show where we might do a verse and then move on to something else. And you know, the rest of the songs, almost everything is in there, but in order for time and everything and to get the storyline across, we have to try and fit it all in.
And so, interestingly enough, you are the piano man in the show, but you don't do Piano Man.
I'm asked that question everywhere I go. Piano Man just didn't fit into the storyline.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm glad you don't do it.
Yeah.
As a big time Billy Joel fan for 30 plus years, I'm sick of Piano Man, and I'm glad I didn't have to hear it last night.
I love the song, but it just wouldn't fit in, and it's like, you know, there's so many other great songs that aren't in there, too, and people forget about them. You know?
Yeah, there are some that people may not have even known. Big Man on Mulberry Street, which you
Big
do
Man
with the
Mulberry
horn
Street
section.
Is in there,
it's a great, great song.
Brilliant.
Anyway, a little of New York State of Mind.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from a neighborhood. We'll hop a flight to Miami Beach or Hollywood. I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. 'Cause I'm in a St. Louis state of mind.
Very nice. Darren Holden, the piano man from Billy Joel's musical Movin' Out, which is at the Fabulous Fox all week long. If you haven't seen it, you should this week. 314-534-1111 is the number for your tickets. We'll come back with Darren for some more of the Paul Harris Show after this on News Talk 1120 KMOX. In the studio with Darren Holden, who is the piano man and vocalist in the Billy Joel musical Movin' Out. Choreography by Twyla Tharp and the music of Billy Joel is performed by Darren and a seven-man band behind him, and they rocked the house at the Fox last night, and they'll be doing it right through this weekend. I mentioned to you during the commercial break that I've talked to Billy several times on the show, both on and off the air, and I asked him once why he got into rock and roll, and he said one word: girls.
Yeah.
You too?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the whole thing when you're definitely like when you're a kid growing up and you see a lot of the music videos and documentaries, it was all really in the 70s and 80s, it was all about rock and roll and girls and getting girls and partying and all that kind of stuff. And there is a certain sort of attraction to all that, but you know, when you get into it, then it's like it's more work. I don't know where some people get time for the partying and the girls afterwards anymore. You know?
Well, they're not made to go do radio shows all day long, and they can hang out and sleep and then party all night long.
I guess they can. Yeah, I guess they can.
A little harder when you're on the road with a touring version of a show.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, is there such a thing as a groupie for a guy playing the piano man in Moving Out? Are there women at the backstage door?
My wife wouldn't be too happy if I answered that question. There is.
I didn't say
there
you
is.
Were sleeping with them. I just asked if they were there.
Oh, you did. I heard what you said. I'm kidding. There are. We get some of the strangest letters. I mean, I get letters to my management office in New York, and some of them are just nuts. Most of them are just pictures of people. And I don't know what I'm meant to do with them. And I get addresses to write back to you, but really and truly, it's like...
I don't want to encourage that, do you?
I don't think so. I mean, I have a very funny, well, maybe not a funny story, but in Arizona recently, this woman came along to the backstage area with a picture of me, but it was this stained glass frame thing with a picture of me playing the piano in the center. It was sort
Wow.
of... It was beautiful, but at the same time, it was sort of...
Creepy.
Yeah. Definitely creepy.
Are there people who are... convinced that you're Billy Joel?
Most people come to the show thinking that Billy is in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I have been... The greatest question I was ever asked in an interview was at a radio station in San Francisco. I won't mention the name. And one of the questions was Billy upset with me because I beat him to the role?
Oh, if only Billy Joel could have played Billy Joel in this show.
Yeah.
And the part is not called Billy Joel.
No, it's the piano man.
Right.
So, and most people think then it's based on Billy's songs. It's not based on his songs. His songs are being used to tell a story, really.
Right.
And, you know.
And it's the story of Brenda and Eddie and their friends growing up in Hicksville, as you mentioned earlier, but transposed from the 70s when Billy was writing and singing these songs to the 60s.
To the 60s. It starts in the 65 and it really kind of ends in 85, but it takes in everything in between. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, the show kind of starts off very happy-go-lucky and... sort of a little bit like Greece. It's sort of fun and high school and, you know, hanging out with your friends. But then it takes a swift turn into, like, the Vietnam era and, you know, the aftermath and the nightmare of being there and of the people being left behind to figure out what's happening.
Death and consequence and all those sort
of
things.
Yeah, I mean, they grow up pretty fast and it becomes really weird for them for a while.
Yeah. The lyric in Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, which bookends the show, is changed from Brenda and Eddie had it already by the summer of 75 to the summer of 65, which is what you do in the show. Now, growing up in Ireland, were you a Billy Joel fan?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I was an Elton John fan beforehand, and that was... I guess I was maybe 4 years old and I saw Elton on The Muppet Show doing Crocodile Rock. And I knew exactly I wanted to play the piano. I knew just then, I said to my parents, I need to play the piano. So, and
what's your little Crocodile Rock?
Crocodile Rock, oh my God.
Or some Elton John stuff. I mean, you've been listening to him since you were
four years
Billy old.
Billy Joel would kill me for this.
No, he won't.
I remember when Rock was young, me and Susie had so much fun, holding hands and skimming stones. Had an old gun Chevy and a place of my own, but the biggest kick I ever got was doing a thing called the Crocodile Rock. While the other kids were rocking round the clock, we were hopping and bopping to the Crocodile Rock. Well, round rocking the sun, a shock getting your feet, just can't sit still. I never knew me a better time, and I guess I never will. Oh, Lordy, mama, those Friday nights when Susie wore her dresses tight, I crowd rocking was out of sight.
Nice, very nice.
All right. Thank
but
you.
Billy won't be upset. He and Elton are friends. They've toured together.
I guess. I got to get a commission from Elton now, though.
And now when Elton needs another show, boom, you can be the piano man.
I wouldn't mind, actually. I know I don't want to get typecast as a guy who plays piano on these shows, but I certainly wouldn't mind doing an Elton John if something along these lines came up with a piano player opportunity.
You played piano in your own band when you were a teenager, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that?
How do you mean, what was that?
What was the name of the band?
Oh, what was the name of the band? It was called Wanted. It was started off as being a country and western band, so we needed this sort of country thing. So we used the Wanted posters from the Wild West.
Uh-huh.
And then it just changed over to just my name, Darren Holden Band, and Darren Holden. So it was pretty cool. We did a lot of American music, a lot of country music.
I'm surprised. Here you are, a kid growing up as a teenager in Ireland, and American rock and roll and British rock and roll, I can see the influence there.
Yeah.
How does country music get into your life?
Well, my parents were big country music fans. I mean, you know, again, when I was a kid, I was surrounded by, like, Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline and Glen Campbell records everywhere, you know. But the biggest influence on my career was Elvis, musically. I mean, again, my parents loved him, and I have just developed a huge admiration for him.
I'm not going to make you do any Elvis songs here.
I wouldn't mind doing an Elvis song, actually. But what one do I pick, you know? It's like
whichever one you like, if you really want to do one.
You want me to do one?
Absolutely.
Oh, God. I'm landing myself in it now. Let me see. Oh, hang on. I would spend my whole life true loving you, just loving you. Winter, summer, springtime too, loving you, loving you. Makes no difference where I go or what I do. You know that I'll always be loving you.
Very, very nice. Darren Holden, the piano man in the Billy Joel musical Moving Out, in which he does not play any Elton John or Elvis Presley. It's all the Billy Joel stuff that's part of the music that the Twyla Tharp choreographed to, and the dancers do a great job on stage. If you'd like to go see it, you can get tickets by calling 534-1111. And we'll come back with more with Darren in just a moment as the Paul Harris Show continues here on KMOX.
Providing a voice for the common man. This is Paul Harris on KMOX.
Sitting in the studio with Darren Holden, the piano man in the Billy Joel musical Moving Out that's playing at the Fabulous Fox through this week. And there he is, recorded earlier in the show here, and he's sitting here in front of Paul Grundhauser's Yamaha keyboard set up in the studio today. We don't have a Studio Steinway or Kurzweil set up here full-time. We did this just for you, Darren.
Awesome.
So you're doing a great job for us here. I notice in the show the classical pieces that are used as part of the show, you're not playing.
No, I'm not. Billy actually wanted... because he knew the band were going to have to be playing nonstop, so he wanted us to have little breaks to get water breaks or whatever. And it's also to create a different effect. Twyla wanted a different mood for some of the ballet, quieter ballet numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a guy called Richard Hsu is playing those pieces. And
is he the one who played
them? No, actually, I tell a lie. It's our orchestral leader, Stuart Molina, is playing those pieces. But Richard Hsu did them on the original Fantasies and Illusions album for Billy.
That's the classic album that he came out with a couple of years ago. Have you talked to Billy about what his plans are? You said he's going on tour in January.
I haven't talked to him personally, but the word is that he is very eager to get on the road, and he just wants to get out and just do it all over again. And you know, I mean, with Billy, I guess, I mean, he's just had so many classic songs, and people are always asking him, when are you going to do a new album? I mean, there's a very funny story. I mean, Elton keeps asking him, apparently, you know, why don't you just record some new stuff? And Billy's reply was, well, why don't you stop recording new stuff?
It's been 10 years since River of Dreams.
It has, and I mean, I'm sure there are, like, now there must be at least close to 1,000 songs that are sitting around there, and he's going to have his pick for a great album, I think. And
I think
personally,
so too.
I mean, I would love to see him go out and do a new album, because he's a genius as far as I'm concerned.
He's done some absolutely terrific music. I just hope that when he goes on the road, somebody else drives. But that's just me. You were here in April. You've been touring with the show on and off for a year or two.
Yeah.
Where have you gone internationally with the show?
We haven't gone anywhere yet. However, our first international stop is Japan in June.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that for 6 weeks. We go to Hawaii for 3 weeks, I think, and then back into the States. And we're booked here, I think, into 2007.
And I'm sure when you go to Japan, they'll all know his music.
Oh, they will. They'll know it everywhere. I mean, we could tour anywhere in the world because Billy is, like, universal, really. I mean, I know there are promoters in Australia that are looking for the show also. And
any chance of taking it to your home country of Ireland?
I'd love to. I would love to do a run in Ireland. That would be a really nice little kind of thing for me.
That'd be nice for the guys in Wanted to come see you.
Absolutely, yeah. Here's how it's really done. You know?
Yeah. What are you? Oh, you turned into a bank teller. Well, listen to what I'm doing. That sort of thing. All right. I know you've got to run because you've got to get over to a sound check there because you're actually going to be in the show tonight, even though you're not in the show tonight, or you're playing a different role. You're not the piano man tonight.
No, I'm not the piano man tonight. I do the synthesizer tonight, which is like I'll be in the background. You probably won't see a lot of me, but I'll be doing a lot of the orchestral sounds that you hear.
But if you want to see Darren as part of the show, you got to get tickets for which nights now?
Tomorrow night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday, I think at 2? 1?
The Sunday matinee is at 2 o'clock. Yeah.
that'll be me. That's my next 4 shows.
All right. Before you go, how about a little more Billy Joel for
sure.
us? I mean, I forced you to play other people's music. Let's get back to the man himself.
Okay. Let's do Moving Out then.
Okay.
Works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for someday. Mama Leone left a note on the door. She said, "Sonny, move out to the country. I'm working too hard to give you a heart attack. Kick. You ought to know by now. Who needs a house out of Hackensack? Is that all you get for your money? Yet it seems such a waste of time. That's what it's all about. Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out. I'm moving out. Sergeant Dooley is walking the beat. At night he becomes a bartender. He works at Mr. Catch Tories down on Sullivan Street, across from the medical center. Yeah, and he's traded in his Chevy for a Cadillac. You ought to know by now. Yet if he can't arrive with the broken back, at least he can polish the fenders. Yeah, if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up the side. Moving out, I'm moving out.
And it doesn't fade out on this show. There you go. Darren Holden, nice job.
Thank you very much.
Very, very nice. That's the title tune from the Billy Joel musical that's over at the Fabulous Fox this week. Get your tickets by calling 314-534-1111. And if you go Friday, Saturday, Sunday afternoon, even Thursday night, you'll see Darren up there on the stage rocking along and the dancers below him bending their bodies in ways that, frankly, I don't think the human body was meant to be bent. I certainly know mine wasn't. Thanks for coming today.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Darren Holden here on the Paul Harris Show. It's News Talk 1120 KMOX.